It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Republican National Committee says it's had a great month raising money, $11.4 million. The GOP says it's a record for a March in which there's no presidential election. But that's a rare bright spot in the overall outlook for the National Party, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Times are tough for the RNC. Even the new fundraising total,
somewhat irrelevant,
is getting dissed by the likes of Ben Ginsburg, a prominent GOP lawyer and strategist.
Because what matters in terms of their political effectiveness is how much cash on hand they actually have.
And for the RNC, the current cash on hand is pretty much what they just took in. They have the smallest reserve of any March since 2000. And then there are the committee's other problems. The wealthy young donors who went to a leather and chains nightclub on the RNC's tab, the ouster of party chairman Michael Steele's chief of staff, the departure of some old guard advisors, and Tony Perkins, head of the Family Research Council, who said social conservatives should just stop writing checks to the RNC. Here he is on MSNBC.
Look, if you can't run a party, you certainly can't run a country. And I think they've got to show that they can run a responsible and efficient party.
Or else, Perkins suggests, donors will look for someplace else to make their mark. And it's no idle threat. The RNC has new competition for Republican dollars. Again, Ben Ginsburg.
I think if donors conclude that a national party committee is not terribly efficient in the way it's running its programs this cycle, they're more likely to look around for other entities.
Entities that are now gearing up for the fall. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it will spend $50 million, which it says will be the largest issue advocacy and voter education program in its history. And a new group, American Crossroads, is the creation of Bush campaign strategist Karl Rove and two former RNC chairmen, Ed Gillespie and Mike Duncan. Its spending goal is almost exactly the same as the chamber's, $52 million. These twin pledges of similar size are not coincidental.
$50 million is a real number. Not everybody will make that number.
Consultant Scott Reed was once executive director of the RNC. He says $50 million marks a threshold.
That really allows you to compete in 10 or 12, maybe 14 states at a very serious level of penetration.
Reed says American Crossroads wants to do the nuts and bolts campaign work that the RNC normally does. But he quickly adds that the National Committee won't actually go away.
It's an organization that will survive this skirmish and will be rebranded by the next chairman and, more importantly, by the next nominee of the Republican Party.
Still, the times and the campaign finance laws are changing, and both the Republican and Democratic national committees could suffer. The McCain-Feingold Law of 2002 stopped them from taking corporate or union contributions or big checks from individual donors. It's a handicap that doesn't apply to groups like the Chamber or American Crossroads. And the Supreme Court ruled in January that such outside groups can use corporate and union money more freely for what are called independent expenditure ads. As former Democratic Congressman Martin Frost says,
well, it's basically Katie bar the door for the outside groups after the Supreme Court decision.
The Democratic National Committee has a healthier base of large donors than the RNC these days. But Frost says even the DNC could be overshadowed.
There are limits on how much you can give to a political party. So for really big money to be involved, it has to be in the form of independent expenditures. There's a lot at stake in this election, and a lot of money will be spent outside the party process.
And the effects of this new political structure will last far longer than the legacy of one controversial party chairman. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.